Till the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
When life hits hard, you need someone who doesn't punt. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramwin Mills Law Firm. Insurance company dragging its feet after a wreck or work injury? We go for it every time. No field goals, no fair catches. You call us and we bring the heat. Go big or go home. Visit us at tramwinmills.com or call 864-485-8585. Fourth and inches, we go for it.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Tulip Road Rage, we are back. Man, it was a wild weekend. You know, the Detroit-Philadelphia NFL game last night, it was ugly. It was all defense. Neither team really generated any offense. The only offense that there really was in the game was Gibbs. Anytime Gibbs got loose, he was a threat to go the distance. Almost did a couple times. Jared Goff was horrible. He completely caved to that Philadelphia Eagle defense, and with good reason. That Eagle defense is the best in the NFL. I mean, that Eagle defense basically has no weaknesses anymore. Now that Davis isn't as fat and is in shape and can actually stay on the field for 60 plays or 60% of the plays, because Carter's out there all the time. So, and you've got great DBs and great linebacker play, and the addition of Phillips by Howie, that was just a coup. I don't know how the rest of the teams in the NFL let that happen. That's an absolute coup. That dude is an absolute baller and always has been. And when you put him with that defense, if the Eagles go on to win the Super Bowl again, it's going to be that move that did it. It's going to be that Howie's acquisition of Phillips while everybody else slept on that, which is just remarkable to me. But still, you felt like Detroit had chances. And then at the end of the game, when it's 16, first of all, again, just an inexplicable game. I get that Detroit loves to go on fourth down. I get it. There comes a point, though, where you have to execute some common frigging sense. In a low-scoring defensive game where there's not going to be points scored, it's okay to take a field goal. It's okay. Detroit failed on every single stinking fourth down. And then they get to fourth and 10 with 5 minutes left, down two scores. And you think, oh, well, they're going on this. This is the one they don't go. And they punt. And you think, well, that's stupid. But the Eagles then, again, did the hold my beer thing. The Eagles, Ramona, with a two-score lead. Detroit has not driven the ball at all game. The Eagles, with a two-score lead and 4 minutes left, they go on fourth down and one from their own 30. I mean, what on earth are you doing? Look, I know your little brotherly shove deal you think is invincible. Well, it's not invincible against Detroit because they got big dudes there. And they've got big linebackers that can fill. And they stuffed that play twice. They stuffed it on third down, which that should have been your sign, idiot. That they when they stuffed it on third down, that should have been your sign. Just punt the ball. There's no way Detroit's going the length of the field in 4 minutes, trailing by 10, when they haven't moved the ball all stinking game. But, I mean, as I'm writing how stupid Detroit is, Philadelphia actually goes on fourth down from their own 30, up two scores with 4 minutes left. Like, what are you doing? I mean, it's just unfreaking believable. I mean, you just can't be a bigger bonehead than that. And yet they were. And so Detroit, again, still can't move the ball. They have to settle for a field goal. And but you gave them another chance. And then with Detroit set to get the ball back with 2 minutes left, they call DPI on Detroit on a third and 10. Just a ridiculous call. If anything, it was offensive interference on A.J. Brown. Just a absolutely hideous call. On a ball that was nowhere near catchable as well. Just sailed out of bounds. And look, do I think Detroit... I saw this back and forth today on Twitter. It's just awful. I mean, Eagle fans, awful. Just this is all we do now. I mean, look, listen, you idiots. Two things can be true, okay? Look, was that, if anything, offensive pass interference? Should there have been a DPI call? 100% no. That contact exists on every single play. That's utterly laughable. And if there was a pass interference, it was offensive pass interference on Brown for pushing off, as Collinsworth correctly said. Just awful. Atrocious. Does that mean Detroit was going to win the game? No, I don't think so. No, Detroit hadn't proven they could drive it at all. At all. Not one time. And Goff, it looked terrible all night. So do I think Detroit was going to come down and tie it and go to overtime and win? No, I don't. I don't. But I still know they should have had the chance to, because that was just a terrible call. Terrible. But, I mean, even that game, I mean, these two teams just dumb and dumber. I was writing about Detroit and all their fourth down attempts and in a game like this and all the stupidity. And while I'm doing it, while I'm in the middle of typing that, Ramona, the Eagles go on fourth and one from their own 30 with 4 minutes left. When you're up two scores and Detroit hasn't driven the ball at all, what are you doing? You actually gave Detroit a chance to get back in the game when they had none. Robert in Georgia. Robert, I saw more football this weekend, Ramon. Just had me want to smash my head against the wall. Like, what are you people doing? Robert.
Walt, I couldn't agree more. Some ugly football this weekend, especially offensive football. But you know me, I'm a loving some defense.
Yeah.
So I love that. Listen, that Oklahoma Alabama game, I know that Oklahoma gave up double the yardage that
who
they gained
cares?
On offense.
You know what?
Let me tell you something.
I know you have it right, Robert. But again, I was going to get to that at some point because I hear people saying that Venables was pissed off about that, and with good reason. I got a news flash for you. If Oklahoma creates a turnover whereby they only have to go 20 yards to score, guess what? They're not going to have. They're not going to have yards. You know why? Because they don't need them.
Yeah, listen, Walt, I'm telling you, I'm on the exact opposite side of what everybody else is on. That was a master class in defensive coordination. And I mean, the fourth quarter, it don't get any better
100%.
Coordinating the defense than that.
100%.
Brett Venables did a brilliant, because he knew he couldn't win it on offense.
Right.
So he had to win it with the defense, and he did.
Exactly right. And it was a masterclass. And again, it was turning over Alabama and pressuring Simpson and stuffing the run and putting the game all on Simpson. We've talked about the fact he's wearing out. And you know what, Robert?
Yeah.
In the first half, he throws for 250. In the second half, he throws for like 70. And there you go. You know, and I think that's what's happened to Alabama. And the right team won, the better team won. And I'm so sick of the people who just cite yardage. Like there's any mitigating factor. I got a newsflash for you. Until you can show me the category that says yardage decides outcome, then I don't even want to hear about it. It's just ridiculous. I mean, yeah, and I'll tell you what pissed Venables off, and rightfully so. You know, he said, you know, like people act like we didn't create those turnovers. He said we created those turnovers.
Right. That's exactly right. If you know what you're looking at when you're watching a football game, you know what Brett Venables was doing.
Yeah, exactly right.
So, I mean, listen, you think that you're fired up now, and me likewise, you wait till they put Alabama in the playoffs and leave Oklahoma out because Alabama put up so many yards against Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I can see that happening.
Yeah, as long as OU has two losses, they're not going to be able to do that, whether they want to or not. They're not going to be able to do that. So that thing gets a little more interesting. I dropped Bama to 10 this week. You know, they still have to go to the Plains where Auburn hasn't been good.
Yeah, I just hope Auburn can beat them. Yeah,
it would make Auburn
season.
And then Kirk Herbstreit will be up there 2 seconds later lobbying for a three-loss Alabama team because he already started that crap this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Walt, you were talking earlier about the possibility of the ACC not getting a team in.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm all for that. I'd rather the Big 12 get three teams in. I'd rather see Texas Tech, BYU, and Utah get in with four SEC and four Big 10 and one group of five. And I'm just wondering, who wants to go from the group of five?
I'm hoping
it works out that Navy ends up the one.
Yeah. It might be Navy. It might be James Madison. We'll see. But the bottom line is the ACC is just not any good, and it was proven again. I thought it might be. I predicted Notre Dame would beat Pitt 42-21. That was pretty much spot on. Pitt had no chance against Notre Dame, and so they stepped up in weight class, and they had no chance, and it was proven that it was all a mirage, and I think the whole league has been that way. I think the only team that could play with those teams at the top is Miami. But unfortunately for them, they lost two games in the bad league. That's their problem.
Yeah.
They lost two games in the bad league.
Yeah, this doesn't have anything to do with who can play with who, but I'm kind of pulling for Virginia. But, Walt, one last thing, and I'll get off. In this season, especially the back half of it, where we've seen such ugliness, we at least have to look forward to Indiana, Ohio State, and the Big Ten Championship, which, by the way, may be for the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah,
what do you think about that?
Yeah, it would be – if those two teams are there and they're both unbeaten, that's going to be an unbelievable Big Ten Championship. You know, look, somebody asked me about Georgia on Twitter yesterday, and I said, look – You may actually benefit from not making the championship. I mean, we all
was going to bring that up.
Right, we all want to act like these championships matter, and they do to a degree. But the importance of those championship games have changed since we've had an expanded playoff and national championship. And I'm not worried about fatigue. I'm worried about injury. That's what I'm worried about.
Right.
I mean, you play another game at the end of a long season against an elite team that's going to be a physically violent game. If you lose a key component or two, and we saw this happen with Auburn in the past, where they lost their star running back, and that changed the playoff.
Yeah.
So we've seen this happen. That's the concern for me. I'm not saying that, you know, you don't have a league championship as a goal. I'm just saying that if it works out that, for example, Georgia does not make the SEC championship game, I think they'll be fine with that because they can rest and stay healthy and not lose anybody to injury and get ready to play the games that actually matter more.
Yeah, I think if it all went, everybody wins out, it's going to be Alabama and Texas A&M, and I'm sure Oklahoma and Georgia both are happy with that. But one last thing, Walt, before I get off. You know, I mean, I talked about Indiana all summer, and
you did.
And I'm happy that that came to fruition. But you know what I'm more happy about? That I talked about Gunnar Stockton and how I thought he was going to be good for Georgia, and he was going to help Georgia get back to where they wanted to be.
Yeah, I thought he might be, too. I thought that, you know, I didn't know what you did with him, and I still don't really, but they needed leadership at that position. You know, I said before the year that I couldn't put Georgia higher than seventh, but I thought that the last 2 years when people ranked them number one before the year, I did not think they had any chance to win the national championship. And I said, even though I'm putting them at seven, I think they do have a chance this year. I wanted to see more from Stockton, but I was happy with what I saw from him against Notre Dame. I thought he played well, and I think he's played really well. I think he's played well enough to deserve a seat at the Heisman table. I'm not saying he should win it, but I think he's played well enough that he should be in the conversation to get a trip to New York.
Yeah, yeah. I think Bobo has got out Monken's old playbook for Bennett, and that's what he's going with.
Walt, I think Bobo was brilliant the other day. Thank you, Robert. I think Bobo has been brilliant for much of the year. I don't understand the complaint about him at this point. I mean, I think he's innovative, and I think he's been brilliant. And I think he's his personnel usage, all of it. I think Bobo has been brilliant. And quite honestly, Georgia has struggled defensively much of the year until the last couple weeks. Much of the year. So they've had to do it on offense. And Bobo deserves credit for that. You Georgia people need to stop barking at him, because I think he's been nothing short of brilliant. I mean, I honestly think this is the best year in his career in football. I think, and quite honestly, I've thought before that there were other years that he was pretty good. Other times, I thought he was an idiot. I don't think he ever should have been a head coach material, that kind of stuff. But I think he's done a great job as the offensive coordinator of that football team, and they've been mainly built on offense this year. All right, Zeke, Lumbee, Basketball David, Butch, I'm coming to all of you. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Pre-Owned Superstore, Lake Kiwi Auto Group. Now's the time to get the best deals of the year. It's saving season at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. Their team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, Lake Kiwi's got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And they're tackling high prices with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive, like saving up to $15,000 on new F-150s and new Ram 1500s. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. Blocking. So if you want a great deal, make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Lake Kiwi is easy to find. Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. 864-888-1200. 864-888-1200. All right, I'm coming right to you on the phones as soon as we get back.
Get ready to rock. The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again, is crashing into the Walhalla Performing Arts Center Friday, November 21st. Experience the Prince of Darkness like never before, with all the hits, all the energy, and all the madness you love. The ultimate Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Flying High Again. Tickets are flying fast at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this night of heavy metal mayhem.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Searching for your dream home? Great Southern Homes is here to make it happen. Whether it's your first house or your forever home, we offer an amazing selection of plans and communities to fit every lifestyle. With endless personalization options and upgrades, you can create a space that's designed to fit your unique taste. From Clemson to Columbia and beyond, we'll help you find the perfect place, whether it's right around the corner or across the state. Discover greatness reimagined and check out our Clemson communities at greatsouthernhomes.com.
Behind these doors lies an incurable disease. Your off-road parts and accessories. We'll customize your four-wheel drive. Clemson Four-Wheel Center. Clemson Four-Wheel Center.
Ready to ditch the dull and treat your skin to something better? Buff City Soap's body wash is plant-based, handcrafted daily, and packed with skin-loving ingredients. No harsh chemicals, just rich, luxurious lather that cleanses, hydrates, and leaves you smelling amazing. With scents like Good Morning Sunshine, Narcissus, Oatmeal and Honey, and Pink Sugar, there's a body wash for every mood. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the Shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Service in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Service build it for you. Golf Cart Service is your authorized club car dealer in the upstate where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your Club Car Onward today and really enjoy life.
Injured at work? You don't have to face it alone. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we fight to get you the workers' compensation you deserve. Medical bills, lost wages, and stress. Let us take that burden off your shoulders. With years of experience and real results, Smith Jordan Law is here for you. Call us today at Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Smith Jordan Law, protecting injured workers every step of the way. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Now that I'm a dad, I can't stop thinking about what would happen to my kids if something happened to me, like losing the house or not affording college.
Yeah, that used to keep me up at night too. It's why I finally got life insurance from Ethos. It's 100% online. No medical exams, just a few health questions. I got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day.
I never realized it was that simple. Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Rates may vary. Bill monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
At Bank of America, we asked our teammates, what makes this company a great place to work?
There's very little that you can't accomplish working for Bank of America.
If you prove yourself, you can try over in a totally new way.
You can learn so much here. You're the owner of your career.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
texted Walt, what was dumber, the Eagles going for it on fourth down or Beamer going for it on fourth down instead of making a four-score game in the second half, then blowing a 33 lead? Yeah, it's tough. It's close. I mean, I was so shocked. I mean, like I said, I'm writing about how stupid the Lions are, and then the Eagles with the two-score lead, when Lions can't drive the ball at all on your defense and 4 minutes left, decide to go on fourth down from their own territory to give the Lions the only chance they possibly had. If they could stop that fourth down, they stopped it. And especially since you just saw them stop it on third down. So I don't know what made you think that they couldn't stop it the next down. They did. They stopped it both downs. So, hey, you know what? The Lions took your brotherly shove, and they shoved it right up your...
They're still doing that?
Yeah.
I thought they were going to quit that.
Yeah, they were. And they will at some point. But the Lions...
It looks stupid,
the
too.
Lions, it does. And the Lions made them want to quit it right then. But, I mean, it just... A ridiculously bad decision. And like the texter says, I mean, you take the friggin' points, Beamer. You take the points. You win the game. You're not trying to get style points. You're trying to win the stupid game. You always take the points in that situation. Just ridiculous, but not so surprising. Texter said the Bobo haters aren't real fans. They're fair weather fans. Munkin benefited from Bobo being an analyst for both teams, even Bennett gave him the credit. Yeah, look, I think that Bobo has done a really, really good job. Another texter wrote me and said, if the ACC is so bad, how did Miami beat Notre Dame? How did FSU beat Bama? The ACC isn't bad. It's branded as bad. It does the same thing that other conferences do, but they get a leg up because of bias. No, the ACC sucks this year, period. Just sucks, no matter what you think. If you think that, I mean, so you think Florida State's a good team then? Because they beat Bama in game one, first time starting Bama quarterback. And then the Miami game was at, the Notre Dame Miami game was at Miami, and Notre Dame was starting a first time freshman quarterback, and Miami barely won. And I guess you didn't listen, because I said Miami is the one team that has the ability to compete with the teams at the top. But unfortunately, they lost twice in a bad league. And it's a bad league, no matter what you think. I mean, this league sucks this year. I mean, when your best teams are Virginia and Georgia Tech, I mean, you talk about a team that hasn't played anybody, that's Georgia Tech. I mean, they're the Fighting Haynes Kings and the Kingettes. I mean, that team sucks other than Haynes King. I mean, it's amazing what Haynes King has done. Georgia Tech's defensive stop rate is like 100th in the nation, which is just horrible. Horrible. Now, you tell me who the good teams are in the league then, okay? Because it's Miami, but the problem is they lost at home to Louisville and they lost to SMU. So they lost two league games in a league that isn't any good. And Notre Dame just proved that. They just went to Pittsburgh and beat their friggin' brains in. Zeke, how are you, Zeke? Good to have you.
Hey, what's up, Walt? A couple quick questions to get your thoughts on it. Just a couple of different topics real quick, and I'll get off the air. What are your thoughts on, do you think some folks missed on Drake May, or this is a fluke season?
No, I don't really think they missed. I mean, I think May has always had ability, but I think that he's in a good situation because that defense is really elite. I mean, that defense doesn't allow any rushing yards at all. And so they keep him in every game, and they just need him to make a couple plays, and he does. And, I think people are getting a little carried away with the Josh Allen comparisons. I don't think he's got Allen's arm or Allen's athleticism. But, you know, I get why they try and make that comparison. He's a big-bodied guy with a pretty live arm who keeps plays alive and makes plays. So I think he's played really, really well. I mean, there are some people who are trying to talk him as up as an MVP candidate. I don't know about that, but I think that he's played well.
Next question. What do you think about, do you see the Panthers as improving? And, their quarterback, do you think they stick with him? Do you think they should look somewhere else? What are your thoughts on that real quick?
I think the Panthers made a really good head coaching hire. And I think when you hire the right guy, you start to see benefits. And I think that's what they're seeing. Now, you're talking about a lesser schedule and a lot of close games against teams that are sort of on their level. But they're heading in the right direction. Whether Bryce Young is ever the guy to actually take you there or not, he may just be a get-by because I still think he has limitations that are fairly obvious. and should have been obvious to them from the get-go, but they're heading the right direction under this coach.
Last question, basketball, your team, I know you're, you know, Connecticut, you know how much I love Denny Hurley and what he's done with that program. But we've talked a lot about early on how special this freshman class is. Who does A.J. Devanture remind you of? I saw his performance against Connecticut. I thought for a while he just absolutely took over and tried to will his team to win after Connecticut was rolling up 16 and on cruise control, as a matter of fact, and he brought them all the way back. Who does he remind you of, Walt, as far as like at the NBA level when you look at A.J. from BYU?
I mean, you're talking about a guy who's got great length and skill. So, you know, he'd be somebody who fits in that category. And obviously there's some guys that come to mind in that regard. But yeah, I mean, he's a difference maker, and you did see it in BYU's comeback. Connecticut did find a way to hold on, in part because they got elite guard play. So, it's going to be an incredible season in men's basketball that may have a surprising finish. There are a lot of teams that can play. There are a lot of young guys that can play. But I don't think we should lose sight of the fact that there are a lot of older guys that can play, too. And while we're all...
Well, go to Purdue.
Right, that's it.
Look at Purdue.
That's right. So we're all, you know, sort of gaga-eyed at all the kids playing. But at the end of this process, don't be surprised if it's the teams with the experience that wind up really competing for the NCAA title.
Yeah, I thought that was a great win by Purdue. I thought they went on the road, and that was just a really – and I thought they really looked the part. The experience, the toughness, go-to scorer late in the
game.
I was
saying.
I was really impressed with that team. So,
You get to a Final Four, you want Smith on your side.
Well, we've only had one guy carry a team to a national championship as a freshman that I can remember, and that was Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
So it's happened one time where a freshman really made that happen. And a lot of great freshmen, but I still like that. I like the mixture.
Yeah.
Some talented veterans, toughness to go along with these elite freshmen. But I will say it's an elite freshman class that I haven't seen in a long time. There's just some really, really good players out there. So, Walt, as always, thank you for the call and have a blessed day,
thank
my friend.
Thank you, Zeke. Good speaking with you as always. Let me get to basketball, David. David, how are you, David? Good to have you.
Thanks for getting me in, Walt.
Always.
I didn't know I was going to follow Zeke and stealing all my thunder there.
I mean, we haven't even got to Clemson basketball yet, and the game at Georgetown, but having watched that game, I know you didn't get to see it, but having watched that game, I was actually very pleased. On Friday said I thought Georgetown would beat Clemson. Georgetown is an experienced team. They have transfers as well, but it's a very powerful team. I mean, just physically imposing team. And I thought that beating them there was going to be a problem, especially because Clemson had not faced any real competition as yet. I mean, three nobodies that people were excited about, and I get why. But I had concerns about that outcome. What I really wanted to see was Clemson compete physically, as they did. And they did the things I wanted to see. I mean, they turned it over too many times. You know, people were too excited about, well, Clemson's not turning it over at all. Yeah, they're not turning it over at all because you're playing far lesser competition. That's why you're not turning it over. But
exactly.
Clemson turned it over too many times in this game because now they are playing a similar level of competition, really physical game. Georgetown, a lot of changing defenses. And I think at times some of that stuff bothered Clemson. Both teams went to some zone in the second half, which seemed to trouble the other some. But it was a tournament-style basketball game, and that's all I cared about. I did not care one bit whether Clemson won that game. It was of no consequence to me. What I wanted to see was, look, I felt Clemson needed a game like this to sort of find out where they actually are, and I thought the result would be Clemson would lose, and they did. But in losing as they did, I thought they found a lot out about themselves. They played really physically. They met Georgetown's physicality. They attacked the big, got him fouled out of the game, actually. And I thought they did everything they needed to do except, you know, the turnovers. And I think that'll come. So I think Clemson basketball took a really big step forward in this game in losing in the manner which they did. I was really pleased with what I saw. And quite honestly, I had questions until that. I thought Georgetown would win. In the back of my head, what my concern was, what if Georgetown wins by 20-plus? Well, that didn't happen. You know, Clemson was right there for the whole game, and that's what I wanted to see. And so I was really actually pleased with what I saw, and I think now they have an idea of the type of physicality that they're going to face, and including in league play, and I think that's the first step forward.
Yep, and what I think, too, and I was able to kind of go back and watch parts of the game and kind of get a feel for what happened, and, you know, because I was actually up watching in Charlotte, Clemson signee Will Stevens, and they had a tough game, but you know he played well in moments, and you know obviously too showed parts of you know where he's going to improve in his strength. But in the Clemson Georgetown game, and I think the first thing needs to go without saying, Walt, is this is a better Georgetown team. This is not the Georgetown clubs that Patrick Ewing's had for or whoever. Like, this is a better, improved Georgetown team. And obviously, you know, the K.J. Lewis kid is a ball player.
Oh, absolutely.
And so this is – I think that needs to go without saying because, you know, a lot of, you know, people might say, oh, well, they can't beat Georgetown. And this is not the Georgetown that the past couple of years. So I think that goes without saying. And I think the second thing, Walt, is I think with the Clemson team that, again, Brad has said from the jump, he wants to play up to 11 guys. Well, again – I you might be known better than me, Walt, is I've never seen a team do that for the duration of the year.
It's not going to happen.
So, again, it's easy to say that.
David, it's not going to happen, as I've been saying on the show. I've said it all last week. I said, look, you're going to start to see that change. You just are. I mean, that may be the goal, and you want to keep everybody involved, and I get that. But you're going to have to decide who your best players are, and those guys are just naturally going to start to get more minutes, and other guys who don't play as well are going to lose minutes. And I think it's been fairly obvious to me, you know, who the guys who are going to play are. And I think you're going to see more and more Welling minutes. I think that Nick Davidson is going to lead this team in minutes, and he has to be on the court because you can run a lot of your offense through him. I think the backcourt's going to get sorted out, and eventually that's going to mean more time for Foster, I think that's the way.
And I think Waleed's going to be in that heavy minute.
Yeah, he will be. He will be, and you know, and he's played pretty well off of Nick Davidson. You know, a lot of the threes he's hit have been inside out offense off of Davidson because Davidson's such a good passer. But yeah, you're not gonna be able to continue to run these lines out on the court. That's not what's good. Hold that thought, Dave. We'll talk more about this on the other side. I'm joined by basketball David, Walt Tepsula, Road Rage. Quick break.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Cole. Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
As the days get shorter and the weather turns colder, Harbin Lumber Company wants to thank our neighbors for another great year. We're proud to be part of this community, helping families, builders, and friends create something that lasts. So from all of us at Harbin Lumber, bundle up, stay warm, and have a happy Thanksgiving. From our family to yours, we wish you a season filled with gratitude, warmth, and good company. Harbin Lumber Company, helping build dreams since 1917.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, with exceptional golf in a beautiful setting, along with the casual Overlook restaurant offering quality dining available for weddings and meetings. On Facebook or at chickasawpointgolf.com.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
Hey Clemson family, it's Davis from Engineered Sleep. My family's been handcrafting mattresses for four generations, and now it's your turn to sleep like a champion. From now until December 7th, get our lowest prices of the year off our premium handcrafted mattresses. Visit engineeredsleep.com or stop by our Greenville showroom. Engineered Sleep, four generations of better rest built for your best game day.
If you are a business owner, the integrity of your roof is probably the last thing on your mind. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists are here to alleviate that burden with a free, no-obligation roof inspection for your business. Their team checks your roof for leaks, draining issues, missing shingles, storm damage to avoid costly issues in the future. Call Adams & Co. today for all of your commercial roofing needs at 864-260-0080. That's 260-0080.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back at back to basketball, David and Butch, in 1 second. Before I do, let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Look, you don't want your kids breathing bad air. You don't want to be breathing bad air, and that's just a part of it. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks are not going to get better over time. So call my friends at Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. Call my friends at Canty, 1-803-373-0949, 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, CantyCanFixIt.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Back to basketball, David. You know, David, so from a Clemson point of view, yeah, I think that, you know, I think it's an interesting notion, and I think it helps team morale that everybody plays, but you're just not going to have any equal division of minutes as the season goes on. That's not how it works. The games get more competitive and tougher, and you're going to have to play your best players more minutes. Again, Brad may still play 10 or 11 guys, but it's not going to be in any sort of equal minute divide.
Yep. No, I totally agree. And again, I think you're going to start seeing, you know, again, tonight and in these money games, you're probably not, it's probably not going to show itself because you can overwhelm everybody with 1 through 11. And, you know, if there's not much drop. But like you said, in the bigger games, you got to have the best players on the court. And I think that's going to start, you know, kind of separating itself with the Fosters, Davidsons, Wellings, Wallings, you know, and then I think the rest of the backcourt will, you know, probably, that might take a little bit more time, but I think it's less numbers of rotations in and out that you're going to see with that.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, you know, Dave, at the start of the game, R.J. Godfrey gets basically an immediate foul trouble. You know, he's trying to cover a 7'3 guy at 6'8", and he gets an immediate foul trouble, and Carter Welling comes in, and quite honestly, Welling gave Clemson a big boost. I mean, Welling really played well. He really played physically, and Clemson needed that because that team was extremely physical. And that was an extremely physical basketball game. Like I said, it was tourney-like in that regard. And Welling mixed it up. Not only mixed it up, but he attacked the rim, too. And we got to see one of those Carter Welling highlight yokes, too.
No question, Walden. I think you see, you know, obviously, it's, you know, he's still trying to figure it out. And again, people don't forget, Carter Welling still, you know, he didn't participate all summer.
Yep.
Davidson exactly and all right. Those guys, you know, Godfrey's been here. He knows it. Davidson had all summer. Carter Welling wasn't cleared until the fall. So, you know, that's prime development in today's basketball day and age. That's prime development time that you miss, getting adjusted to the system, getting to play pickup with your teammates, things like that. But I think Welling, and I think you'd agree with this, Walt, Welling has, of the Clemson post guys, he's probably got the biggest upside because he's the best mix of athleticism, size and strength, and skill. Davidson's got skill, he's not the most athletic. Godfrey's athletic and strong, he's not the most skilled. Welling, I think, provides you the best mixture of all those among the Clemson bigs.
Yeah, I think that's true, David. I still think that a lot of this offense is going to run through Davidson as things
agreed.
Start to settle
yeah,
down
agreed.
Because I think Davidson's such a good passer, and he plays such a composed low-block game. He got a shot or two rejected off his head in this game, but he came right back at it. And again, he plays with great patience in the post, and you don't see that from many guys. The basketball's like on fire for a lot of guys, you know what I'm saying? When it just takes a little bit of patience once you get the ball down there. And Davidson just knows how to play. So I think Davidson's not the athlete, obviously, that Welling or Wallin is, but I think his understanding of how to play the game perfectly complements those other two guys.
Correct, yeah. And his feel and IQ, I think you're 100% right. Well, I wanted to kind of move to the national picture. We haven't really talked, you know, national picture. And obviously I think it's been very well documented how talented these freshmen are, and rightfully so. They're really talented and whatnot. But I'm with you, and obviously I heard Zeke. I'm with you in an agreement that I still think it's a mixture of experience and, you know, talent, whether that's freshman or older talent. I still think it takes a mixture. But, Walt, who are some of, you know, obviously Purdue had a huge win at Alabama. Florida, you know, has not looked great out of the gate, but they're still winning. You know, who are some of your, you know, national teams? You know, obviously Connecticut with a big win over BYU with Solo Ball and crew and that backcourt caravan. You know, who are some of the national teams, you know, that you like as far as, you know, obviously we're, what, 2 weeks into the season?
Yeah, I think you gave some of them, David. I mean, I think Louisville is going to be dangerous. I think I don't know that Louisville's getting enough credit at the start of this year, but, you know, this is a long season. And And these teams' identities are going to change a lot. And we all see the talent of these freshmen. But what I want to see is what these freshmen look like, David, in game 25. You know, when we're not playing high school basketball anymore and we're in game 25, are they still playing as well, you know, at that point? Or do they start to wear out a little? Now, some of these guys, quite honestly, have body types that make you think that they'll be able to survive the rigors of the season and still be playing well later. But there's still such a thing as a freshman wall. And I'm going to be interested to see how that plays out with all those teams. I think the experience at the end is still going to matter. The guard play at the end is still going to matter. And maybe that favors teams like Purdue and Connecticut. And that could well be the case. I think Duke's going to be good. I think North Carolina has a better mix than they've had before. I think as a whole, the ACC looks like it should be better. I honestly think, David, we're going to have more competitive teams this season as we head down the stretch of the season than we've had at any time in recent memory. You may have like 10 teams that are capable of winning a national title, and I don't know that that's ever the case.
Yep. No, I totally agree with you, Walt. One team, I'm not writing anyone off. Obviously, it's November. And
BYU. BYU.
It's super, no question. They're talented. And you know, they've got a mixture of older with the guards and the returning players from last year. And obviously, you know, DeBansa. But, Walt, one team that, again, it's November. I'm not writing anyone off. But I'll take this off there. One team I want to get your thoughts on that kind of has stumbled on the gates, and I think they might have had the most expensive roster, is Kentucky, and obviously you start to heard some reports about, you know, Pope and maybe some problems getting to this team and injuries already starting to rear their head. What's your thoughts on Kentucky on the year, Walton? Again, as always, thank you for having me.
Thank
I look
you,
forward
David.
To doing a basketball show with you.
Yep, good speaking, David. Good speaking with you. I don't know, David, because it seems like sort of the same thing with Calipari when he was there. You know, Kentucky getting off to slow starts. I think it's going to depend on how things develop during the course of the year. And it's still way too early for me. It just is. I think there are acceptable losses at this point in the year. I think you're still in a discovery process. And I think Pope and Kentucky is as well. So I what you're saying is true. But I still want to see what they look like 20 games from now. I'm still not sure that we can count them out at this point. I think one team that's maybe a little overrated is Michigan. I think maybe overrated in men's basketball and underrated in women's basketball. And Marikai, I'm just, it's lost on me. Yeah, he's 7'3" or whatever he is, but I'm just not a big fan. I think he's a 7'3" stiff, and yeah, he blocks some shots and changes some shots, but I mean, come on, man. I mean, this is not any elite player, and I don't know. I'm not really high on them, and they've been ranked all over the board. I saw them as high as 6, maybe even higher. I don't see that. They don't look like that type of team to me. I'm not buying them. I actually buy them more in women's basketball than I do men's basketball. They beat Notre Dame that's Hannah Hidalgo, who Hidalgo had just had a game where she scored 44 and had 16 steals. Michigan beat that Notre Dame team by 40 the other night. They beat them 93-54, I think was the final, which is just insane. So I actually like Michigan more in women's basketball. And we're going to find out about them, too, because they play Connecticut Friday night. And nobody's beating that team. I mean, you know, look, Connecticut may well be in the hunt for both titles again, something that only they have done, and they've done it twice. They could well be in the hunt for both titles. No, barring injury, no one's beating their women's team. Nobody. No one has any chance. And that includes South Carolina. No chance. No, absolutely no chance. You know, I said this last year, and people were like, oh, Walt, South Carolina owns, and Connecticut blew them out twice by over 20 points. Was up by 30 in the NCAA tournament game. And South Carolina, I think, is better. But I don't even know if they're the second best team in the country, and they're not beating Connecticut. There's just no way. And Connecticut's getting better and better and getting all their pieces back now. So I think the barring a major injury, and that means to Strong or Fudd or Quiñones, who just rejoined Connecticut, who's just a baller, barring a major injury, maybe even with a major injury if it's not Sarah Strong, I think no one will be within 10 points of them again. They're going to do the same thing that UConn men did a few years ago, where they're going to win back-to-back tournaments where no one's within 10 points of them, because no one's going to be within 10. I'm not sure anyone will be within 20. They're just going to be that much more dominant. I mean, they have clearly the best player in the country in Sarah Strong. I mean, no one's remotely close to her. And then, you know, you can argue they have the second best player in Fudd, but they certainly have one of the top five. And then I think this Quiñones girl is going to be a top 10 player in America. It's just an issue of when. She really played her first game the other night, had like 20 points. Hey, let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation. Rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you in your home if not addressed. Didn't I just tell people about Canty? Well, I'm telling you twice. Listen, they're the absolute best. Canty Foundation Specialists, your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any or more budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing is available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that aren't open. You call my friends at Canty, they'll be glad to help you. 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, cantycanfixit.com. CantyCanFixIt.com. It seemed real familiar to me, Ron. It seemed like I had just done it. Hey, Butch, I know you've been hanging on forever. I'm going to get to you as soon as we get back. But, yeah, look, I think when you look at the national picture on the men's side, I think there might be as many as 10 teams that are legitimately going to have a chance to compete for a national title. And Purdue will obviously be one of those because they may have the best player in the country when all is said and done. So I think on the men's side, there's going to be a lot of competition. On the women's side, I think there'll be a lot of competition for second place. More competition maybe than normal, and second place might be wide open. I think it probably is, but I just don't think anybody is going to compete with Connecticut. And like I said, UConn might win both again. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions.